Assalamu alaikum wa bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ladies and gentlemen, today's discussion is about algorithm trading. The fact of the matter is, it's a very interesting concept. It has both its strengths and weaknesses. Let's take a closer look at this topic. In terms of strengths, it's been sold as expeditious, speed, incredible speed, moving million share orders in a matter of seconds by slicing up the orders and getting them in at certain benchmarks. They're looking at being able to tie them to options in an ability to write calls immediately at the same price with extraordinary speed. We're talking in terms of nanoseconds, faster than any human being or even 100 human beings could place the orders. Now all of that sounds exciting, and it sounds efficient, and that's very exciting. We're very happy about that. Let's take a look at the downside. What are the risks? What are we trading for that speed and expeditious transaction? The fact of the matter is we have an overwhelming number of computers doing flash, algorithm, and black box trading. The fact of the matter is they're running 75% of the volume in the markets. They're not programmed to be able to find fair market value. They're being programmed to either A, manipulate the market, or to be able to capture every penny on the way up and capture every penny on the way down. They have functionalities such as you can be able to input economic figures. And what does the economic figure mean, up or down? They can monitor money flow and volume. People can turn on their machines and walk away as long as they program the input of the economic figures, the input of the earnings, the input of the forecast to come in automatically. You can turn your computer on and walk away, ladies and gentlemen. Now this is extraordinarily dangerous, and this is why we're making the video today, to point out that the point of a financial market is built on individualism and capitalism. The idea there being, we want to be able to make our own decisions on whether we believe, as human beings, that a company can actually make its payments, settle its debts, make its sales with a good product. For example, do you believe in the iPhone or the iPad? Make a personal choice on whether you believe it'll be able to meet its forecast in the future. As analysts, as economists, supplying supply and demand. What we have going on here today, ladies and gentlemen, is something that's absolutely atrocious. I want you to think this through, because they're not even using investors like mom and pop or pension funds like retirement money. At this day and age, on May 21st, 2010, ladies and gentlemen, they're using leverage. They're borrowing money. Say they have $1, they're multiplying it into 20, into 1,000, into $2,000, using that money to jump in and out of the market looking for a penny or two pennies and then getting the money back. They're not even looking for real investors. These machines are going out there looking for pennies, dollars, trends, money flow, manipulation of the markets. All of these things that I've described to you today are very scary because we can't guarantee fair market value without a human being, an analyst, who's making the buy or sell decision. Not a machine making a buy and sell decision. Alright? So, it's very exciting, it's very efficient, it's very fast, it adds liquidity, but it's adding artificial demand. I want you to think about that phrase, ladies and gentlemen. I'm saying artificial demand. Do you understand what that means? There's nobody buying and selling. The machine's borrowing money to do a transaction. There's nobody there to say that that's a good transaction or a bad transaction. Alright, that's the point why we made the video today. We wanted to bring this to your attention. Flash, algorithm, black box trading. It's lazy for the human, and it's more dependent upon the computers. But the computers cannot make valuation decisions. Alright, I don't care if you're an MIT graduate. Okay, these are human subjective things. The free markets are based on economics, supply and demand. They're based on rational thought. They're based on the demand of human beings to buy products or services. Right? I'm not even talking about political manipulation of the machines and say, let's walk through one scenario, let's say political inspiration. Okay? Lobbyists lobby for a technology. That technology gets its financing from Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, the brokerage houses, the banks as such. They go and they coordinate with Moody's, Standard & Poor's. Moody's, Standard & Poor's puts out a rating based upon the whole lineup. The fact of the matter is, the computers enforce that will. In the past, human beings would make the decision on whether product A from the company was a good product or not. Do we want to buy it or not? Does it make sense to us as consumers? All right? Not the manipulation of lobbyists, politicians, banks and brokerage firms, and then the rating agencies making decisions when the free market and the consumers haven't even seen the product or haven't made their decision yet. Okay? Very, very interesting technology. I'm very nervous about what it's doing to the market. 75% of the volume is the machines. At least 25% in human hands. Alright? You have to be concerned about this, ladies and gentlemen. Let's take a very close look at algorithm trading, flash trading, and black box trading. Alright? Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you very much for joining us here today. Thank you very much for joining the show. Please feel free to comment and discuss these things in the boxes below. Thanks again, and welcome to the KIN Consortium.